So how did the idea for these character drives come about?
It's a funny story, Patrick. About, you know, 6 years ago, I'd say, the CEO of this company, before he, you know, thought of it, was with his girlfriend. He wanted to store some data and transfer it, so he asked her to grab a USB flash drive for him. She ended up pulling out of her bag, instead of this flash drive, a Tron bear brick, which a bear brick is, you know, a collectible designer toy.
Yeah.
So he's looking at it saying, you know, here we are. This is the size of a flash drive. It's got circuits all over it, and it's an art piece. There is a market there. Thus, you know, MemoCo was born, the memory robot, MemoBot. So that's, you know, that's the clear-cut story, concept behind them. What we do is we like to, you know, fuse art and technology. So we do have art pieces that are filled with a digital soul. They come preloaded with removable content that is series specific. So it's basically desktop personalization, but it is more than that. You know, there's lots of moving screensavers and images on there that illustrators have loaded as kind of, you know, bonus content that you can't get anywhere else. It's a great piece. It comes preloaded with our Memo Zine, which is another element of our company. We, you know, like to be on the cutting edge of, you know, pop culture and illustration and art toys. So we definitely take a lot of time to compose Memo Zine pieces, which are, you know, little video pieces about all of the aforementioned things. So, and also to promote product and kind of give really hardcore fans, you know, fun content that they would want to see anyway. So for the new Sanrio drives that we have, we took Memo Zine to Japan, and we had them cover Pearl Land, which is the Sanrio, it's basically the Disney World of Sanrio. So basically, you know, we went on a tour of that, and rode on a boat, and watched a bunch of shows, and then we brought that content back to our Memo Zine fans.
I know you guys have an agreement with, like, you know, LucasArts. You got the Star Wars things going on, and, you know, you mentioned Sanrio. And what other companies do you have licensing agreements with?
You know, we do have some pretty interesting, compelling licenses in the pipeline that I can't really discuss. And I hope that's, you know, all right with you. But yeah, Lucas has been an awesome license for us, as has Sanrio. But yeah, that's only one facet of what we do. And over the next, you know, at least 2 years, there's going to be kind of a chock full pipeline of different licenses, kind of coordinated with releases of, you know, maybe entertainment pieces like movies, I don't know.
So what size drives are they?
So right now, they range from 2 to 16 gigs, and that's only going to grow. You know, we started out with 256 megabytes for about $90, I think. So, you know, it was a very niche product at its inception. We were, you know, flash drives were a sort of new thing, and we're becoming kind of this ubiquitous, utilitarian thing. And Evan just kind of, our CEO, just kind of turned it on its head and said, let's make this an art toy. Let's make this a collector's piece. So that's what he did.
I mean, so now you have like a 4 gig that's $24.95. That's kind of the price that a regular one would go for, but yet it's cool and it has collectible content at the same time.
Exactly. I mean, we still want to be known as a boutique product. We like that the limited edition nature of our product. We like that you can't get it everywhere. And, you know, we hope that doesn't change. I know that with these licensing deals, it's probably going to bring us into the limelight a little bit more, and big box retailers are going to be seeking us out. And I hope that we, you know, I personally am on a charge to maintain the integrity of MemoCo. I think that, you know, our artist series are so important. They're what brought this concept to life. And I think that it's that pulse that keeps us, you know, kind of afloat. And, you know, we also have our original IP characters, which we love. And we also, another thing we do is the community designed characters. So that's really awesome. We have a platform online where you can download the templates, submit your designs as line art, get feedback. And then, you know, if people like them, we'll make them.
Wow, so you basically have like a little hub for up-and-coming artists as well that want to design their own product.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I hope that's what it can flourish into. You know, I know now, you know, the traffic for those competitions has been great, but we'd love to see it grow. And we want it to be as successful as Threadless. And I think that that's something, you know, we definitely want to keep alive just as much as our license deals.